everyone, and welcome to this week's Persuasion Call. My name is Kurt Mortensen. Today's date is August 19th, 2009, and this is where we give you a tool of persuasion, influence, self-mastery, all of the above, that you can apply over the next week. So for those of the newer listening to the replay, you can spend the next 15, 20 minutes talking about a law or a tool of persuasion, and we'll open it up for questions either about the call or what's happening, challenges that you're running into. Just to recap, we've spent the last 4 weeks talking about change, whether it be change in your life or changing somebody's opinion or changing somebody's. Number two is knowledge. Number three is the fear. Number four was the mental programming. You put those four things together and change will stick. That is proven. It works. You just got to implement it to change people's minds. You kind of get what you want, when you want. In the process of persuasion, you want to win friends for life. Now, based on the emails I've been getting, I want to talk about one of the probably the easiest law of persuasion to start using, the easiest law of persuasion probably to even understand, is something that's embedded in every culture in the world. You can go to dark parts of Africa, the southernmost part of South America. Every culture does this. It's called reciprocity. It's called obligation. And it's interesting when you study human nature, and you can use this in the right way. Now, this one can be easily abused and used the wrong way, so I want to talk about the law itself and how to use it the right way, because if you use it the wrong way, it will backfire on you every time, and we do not want that to happen. So basically, when you do a favor for somebody, when you give something to somebody, you return it, a gift, a favor, a compliment. When somebody says, you look great in that suit or that dress, we feel an urge to compliment them back. When somebody tells you a secret, you have an urge to tell them a secret. And it's almost like we keep a bank account as far as things that people give us. And it's important to understand that this is a part of human nature. Now, again, it has to be used in the right way, and we see it used in marketing all the time. Now, if you go to Costco, I know you've been to Costco or Sam's Club, those big stores, especially on a Saturday, you don't even have to eat because they have the free tasting booths. And a lot of people have done it so much it doesn't faze them, but for most people, getting a free sample opens the door to persuasion. Now, it doesn't guarantee you can persuade them, but it might stick around for a minute or two to listen to your presentation. It might open the door to persuasion. That's the critical thing. Now, the challenge here, and this is, I'm not going to go into the psychology of this, is that you have to look at the relationship between the giver and the recipient. If you give your teenager something, chances are they're not going to reciprocate. That's a whole other science right there. But I'm talking about in the business world, when you, even, for example, a smile. When you smile at somebody, they tend to reciprocate it. That is the power of how this works. So pretty much what I wanted to do is to put you on top of the list, whether it be on the internet, whether it be real estate, face-to-face. Let me talk about some of the studies out there, some of the things that have happened to me, some of the things that I've monitored. I was monitoring someone who was buying a car, you know, do a lot of secret shopping, and they were kind of at a standstill. And then the salesperson could realize that. They were able to read the person, and he said, you know what? And the person says, sure, I'll take a Coke, I'll do that. And, you know, we gave him this 50-cent cola, and he had an urge to buy a $20,000 car. It's very lopsided. You go to an audio video store, they'll give you a bottle of water. You go to a furniture store, they have pizza day. Little things like that, I guess it gets you in the door, but you do feel a little more obligated at least to listen or at least to look around or maybe even buy something. The disabled American veterans, they discovered this. And what they did is when they would send out a mailer asking for money, okay, it's a good cause, disabled American veterans, it's a great cause, it says, please donate. When they sent just a generic letter, 18% would respond back with some money. But when they included a gift, and you've seen this before, maybe the return address stickers, you'll see maybe a survey that has a dollar bill in there. That's all what we call free giving. It's unsolicited, but it usually doubles your success rate. To the disabled American veterans, it doubled it from 18% to 35%. Because we remember, one in every 10,000 is dishonest. And I know that's not true, but that's what I hold on to. But most people are generally pretty honest when it comes to things like that. You see people that will give things away, like when film, when you used to have film, they'd give out the film if you would develop it there. There was a university professor, this is a fun study, they got the white pages out and started addressing Christmas cards to people he didn't know. So these people would get this Christmas card from a perfect stranger, and they see this, they're like, honey, do you know this person? Nobody knew this person, but they would send a Christmas card back. I was actually speaking at a seminar once, and the brother of this professor raised his hand, and I said, 10, 15 years later, he's still getting Christmas cards from that study from people they've never met. People will buy holiday gifts just in case. I remember moving into a new neighborhood, and my wife was handing out these little gifts, just kind of saying hi to all the neighbors. Couldn't have been worth more than $5 or $10, and all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, the doorbell rings. Here's my neighbor. Oh, I forgot to give you this, and it was like, I'd say $50 to $100 box of truffles. A lot of times it's lopsided because people do not want to feel that obligation, that indebtedness to other people. So here's the key here. I don't want you to use this in the wrong way. This is not manipulation. You all have members of your family, and this makes people feel a little tense, who will do a favor and expect a favor. What I'm saying is when you give of yourself, it could be of your time, it could be anything that you have. When you give it, it's you're sincere about it, and you don't expect anything in return. It's not a bribe. It has to be perceived as an unselfish act, and it should be an unselfish act. What it does is it puts you to the top of the list. So if you're in real estate and gave somebody a CD on the 10 things they need to know before their home goes into foreclosure, or the 10 things they need to know before they sell their home, or whatever it is, it's not going to guarantee they're going to do business with you. What it does is it puts you on the top of the list. So I wanted to think about, whether it be your internet offer or in real estate, what can you give out that has a high perceived value and a low cost? What is it? Is it information that triggers reciprocity? Is it a favor? Freely give of favors. It'll come back. You don't expect anything in return, but again, it'll work out for you. It could be a compliment. It could be a gift, a smile. Maybe it's just 15 minutes of your time to listen to somebody talk about a challenge they have. Maybe it is a free evaluation. Maybe it is a free something that you can give out. That goes a long way. That's another law called the law of involvement. But you give away things for free. You wonder why the men's warehouse suits, they have free alteration for life. Many of the stores are doing free dry cleaning for life for all your suits. Well, what it does is it doesn't guarantee people come back to the men's warehouse, but as far as the purchase of suit, it puts them higher on the list. And when they do come back, they're looking around, they're shopping. Simple thing, high perceived value, low cost. That's why they do that, get you in the store, anything they can do to get you involved. It could be some type of invitation, anything. What can you do and give away to get yourself higher? That's what I encourage for everyone when we talk about reciprocity or even infopreneuring, which is the market of information. Every single one of you, whether you're network marketing or real estate or internet or an entrepreneur, whatever you do, you can make a report on the 10 mistakes or the 5 things to look for, the 5 things you need to know, or even record a CD. It is so easy to record a CD on your home computer, edit a CD on your home computer, and get a sticker and send it out or hand it to people. Very inexpensive, high perceived value, low cost, and everybody could do that. You can report, invitation, a favor, it puts you higher on the list. Again, this is not manipulation when you do it the right way. Don't expect anything in return. It's just something that's very, very important to your success. Now, a big piece of this is understanding what is called reciprocal concessions. So you listen to one thing today, this is it right here. Especially if you're in the world of negotiation or you tend to persuade a lot of people. What this is, and follow me on this, is when somebody persuades you to change your mind, they'll be more inclined to do the same. Let me repeat that. When someone persuades you to change your mind, they'll be more inclined to do the same. What that means is, if on one point, they're easier to persuade on another point. But if you resist on every point, they're going to start resisting on every point. It's called, again, reciprocal concessions, if you want to know the scientific term. So if you're in a persuasive situation, let them persuade you on a small point that doesn't matter. In a negotiation, let them persuade you on something you really don't care about. Maybe keeping the appliances in real estate, or the playland in the back for the kids, or the date they want to close, or the interest at what they want. Maybe it's something you don't care about. Let them persuade you. What that means is, down the road, during that negotiation, during that persuasion process, they are moved. That is critical for your success. Let them persuade you on some of those small points, and they'll be easier to persuade on the bigger points. It works every time. But let me get back to that. Be sincere. Make sure that you have something of high value. It's perceived as an unselfish act. You do not want it perceived as a bribe. It could be even something at a swap meet or a flea market. You give something for free. Doesn't mean they're necessarily going to buy, but they might be more open to listen to you or to stick around or to ask you questions, which are all great indicators, and that increases your ability to persuade them. So here's the question to ask yourself. What do you have of value that you can give away for pre-giving or reciprocity that gets you higher on the list? What can you create? What do you already have? I encourage everyone to record that CD or make a report. A lot of times, for most of the time, it's some type of information. Maybe it's a free analysis. Maybe it is a free session with you. Maybe it's a 15-minute of your time to do something for them. It could even be a compliment. It could be a gift. It could be some type of, what was the word I'm looking for? Something that you can just give them that it brightens their day, a simple thing. Again, your time, a gesture, your ear, all those things matter. This is a powerful law. People don't even think about it. They don't process it. They just feel more inclined to do business with you. We've done studies where people, the same talent, same skill, same pretty much product, but one person gave them a compliment. They gave them some type of information. They gave them more of their time. The person doesn't know why, but they went higher in the list, and they went with that person rather than the other person. That's how powerful this is. So report, give them your time, a free evaluation. What can you give away to get you higher on the list, to get people to open the doors of persuasion? So that's the question, is how can you do that? Again, one of the simplest laws, when you use it the right way, done in a sincere way, it's also called pre-giving. And to review, if the relationship between the giver and the recipient, meaning if it's a member of your family or a teenager, doesn't seem to work quite as well because of the relationship there. But if it's a stranger or someone that you have acquaintance with every once in a while in the business world, it works. What can you do? The Hare Krishnas, if you remember them, that, you know, at the airport, I was monitoring them once, and they'd come up to somebody and they'd give somebody a flower, and the person, they'd put it right in their zone, and the person would take it and they didn't want it. Said, no, I don't want it, and it's a gift. We feel obligated to give. I said, I'm going to do it with books and other things. And this is across any culture that does this. Simple law, but powerful when it's used the right way. So think about that. If you're not sure, ask me some different ideas on how to use the law of obligation. So this week, this is what I want you to do. I want you to start giving things away. Be sincere about it. Not a bribe. It's out of the goodness of your heart. First of all, I want you to find something, again, high value, low cost, that you can give to people. Maybe it is your time. Maybe it is a CD. Maybe it is a report. Maybe you just email them something. Whatever it is, what can you give away? And be sincere. It is a gift. Don't expect anything in return. And you'll be surprised how people are more open to persuasion. You'll be surprised how often it puts you higher on the list. Also, during your persuasion situations this week, let people persuade you on a few points. Let them persuade you on a few things just to know that they'll be more open for you to persuade them in the future. So that is the law of reciprocity. the law of obligation. Again, simple, but most people tend to apply it the wrong way. That is one of the simplest of the 12 laws of persuasion. All right, so apply that this week. Do it. Very simple. Do it the right way, and you'll see a big difference in your ability to persuade. All right, with that being said, any questions about reciprocity or anything you're running into this week? Speak now. I've got an email coming in while live callers are thinking about it. Talking about the audio. Let me talk more about the audio CD. All right, this is what I was saying. Even if it was 10, 15 minutes, you could record something with a great title like the 10 Common Mistakes or the 5 Traits or the 5 Things You'd Look For or the 7 Things You Need to Know About Real Estate or Network Marketing or Internet But We're Afraid to Ask. Whatever your topic is, come up with a creative title, come up with 4 or 5 things on this audio CD, and to make an audio CD and put a sticker on it, what does that cost you, 50 cents? And then a sleeve, still probably 50, 60 cents. So in their mind, the perceived value, a lot of CDs are going for, you know, $20, $30, some are $50, depending what type of CD they are. You hand it to them, low cost to you, high perceived value. Gets you higher on the list, especially things like real estate and network marketing that goes a long, long way. Now the question is asked me, okay, the how. Now as long as your computer has a decent sound card, you can get a headset with a microphone or maybe an external microphone, and you can record. Now, I personally use, and there's free ones out there too, this one's not free, I use Adobe Audition, which is a software that records and you can edit. It's actually quite simple. I've taught myself how to do it. You cut and paste, and it's actually kind of fun because you can take a word that you misspoke here and take it from the end of your presentation, move it here, cut this out. If you're burping or smacking your lips or use profanity, you can cut that out. Nobody has to hear it. It's so powerful that if you want it to be 10 minutes and you only recorded 9 minutes, you hit a button, it goes to 10 minutes, and it still sounds normal. You can add music, very simple to do. You can turn down your breath. You can take out clicks. Powerful software. That's what I use as Adobe Audition, and you can learn to edit it yourself, or you can outsource it, obviously. Go to places like Elance.com, and the people will edit your audios for you. And then you just, when it's edited, you save it, and then it will save it right to a CD. You can convert it to an MP3, which is a smaller format that you can send through the Internet. Again, pretty simple. High perceived value, low cost. If you're not good at recording, type it up. You can hand a report or brochure. You can turn it into a PDF document, send it via email. If you don't know how to PDF, that's called Adobe Distiller. It converts text into a standard format, because if you keep it like, for example, in a Word document, what happens is it gets all mixed up when everybody opens it, but a PDF, it's always the same, always looks the same. In fact, you can do, I think, your first 5 for free on Adobe.com. You can PDF any type of document there is, from what I understand. I know Word or PowerPoint or anything, you just PDF it and it's ready to email, and it always looks the same. Very good question. All right, next question. Any live questions for me? Anybody? About what we've talked about today or anything else? Got another question coming in about, I mentioned just kind of passing in secrets. And that goes, when somebody tells you a secret, you just kind of feel obligated to tell them a secret. Information, especially with judges, and judges have problems with this because when an attorney reveals secret information that they're not supposed to tell and the judge says, well, disregard that, they actually regard it more. A study was done at the University of Chicago Law School, and they did a study on this issue, and the research shows that when they said, no, disregard that information, it's secret, you shouldn't know that. When they said that, the amount of what they paid out as far as the jury, the payout, went up 40% for the damages just by mentioning that. And you have to be careful of that. I think they strategically use it, the lawyers do, That's just an interesting note on secrets. Good question. All right, next question. Anybody? Got another question coming in here about how to make sure it's not perceived as manipulation. Now, this might be, for some reason, this law makes people very nervous. And it shouldn't. Because it happens every day, and people do it on accident, and they're not even trying to do it, it just works. What you're doing is speeding up a natural human response. And make it work. Make sure you're sincere. Don't give them a CD expecting that they have to do business with you. Make sure it's not a bribe that you'll be mad if they don't do business with you and you'll come after them, like your family and friends who give you something and expect something back. It's an unselfish act. You're giving things out, and that's the key. It's more of the mindset issue. If you could just say, what it does is it puts you higher on the list. What it does is it keeps you in their mind more. What it does is a subconscious trigger for them to more likely to do business with you. And when it's not manipulation that way when it's done the right way. When you're really serving and helping other people and making a difference, it's not perceived that way, and it shouldn't be an issue. It does make people nervous. When you do it the right way, it does not matter. All right. Next question. Has it been a live call? I'd ask a question. I've got another email coming in here. All right. This question's from a network marketer. And they ask how they can use this in their network marketing business. Well, there's a variety of ways, actually. Now, the challenge with network marketing is it's a great stream of income, but there's some credibility issues out there. You could do the 10 things to look for when you're shopping for a network marketing company. You can do the 5 reasons network marketing is not a pyramid scheme. Or the 6 things we know about people that have become millionaires in network marketing. It could be a written report. It could be a YouTube presentation. It could be a CD. It could be any type of interactive recording like that you can hand them or you give to them. And with today's technology, very easy to do. They've got technology of software like Camtasia. There's probably 3 or 4. That's the one that comes to my mind where if you have a microphone and PowerPoint, and you start, what it does is you go through your PowerPoint on your computer and you talk, it takes your audio, puts it to the PowerPoint, and makes a video of it that you can send to anybody, or put on UHTD that anybody can watch on their computer. Another powerful way to do that. All right. Any other questions? Comments? Suggestions, things you're running into, you have my brain. Anybody on the live call? Let's see, I've got another email coming in. Okay. Now, one thing to point out, this works for product or service or whatever you're working on. If they don't like you and they don't trust you, it's going to backfire on you. And that's something to point out. That's kind of where this question is going, is that any persuasion technique that you use, including the law of reciprocity, will backfire on you if they don't like you and they don't trust you. Those are kind of the foundational things you need to understand. They're looking for something that's wrong. But if you're sincere and genuine and you can build that instant trust, then it works very, very well. And that's true with all the laws of persuasion. Some people say, well, I tried that one and it didn't work. And someone says, I tried that one and it works every time. And it's the same one. It's how you're coming across to that person. Especially with the take real estate network marketing, the defenses are already up before you even got there. Your ability to connect is critical. All right. Any last minute call for questions out there and those that are live? Questions, comments. Okay, to review your homework this week, first of all, I want to have you let people persuade you on a few points so they're easier to persuade in the long run. Second of all, find something of high perceived value, low cost to you, that you can give away unselfishly, be sincere about it, that gets you higher on the list. It is an easy way to open the doors of persuasion. Simple concept, do it the right way. It's the easiest law of persuasion to understand, but I wanted to walk you through that because it's a great way to get your foot in the door. If you're making cold calls, if you're calling people about real estate or knocking on doors or working on network marketing leads, it's a great way to warm people up and get them into your world. With that being said, have a great week. Go out there and persuade with power. Use this tool this week. If you can implement it this week, then every week you use them, you'll get another tool and you'll see more success. This is Kurt Mortensen signing off. We'll see you next week. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.